Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we are talking about touch. When you actually place your hand on somebody's shoulder, that is touching.
That sure is. We're going to talk about how important touch is to people, that it can really help people feel loved and feel like other people care about them, and how it really has a big impact on different groups of people, such as little infants who were just born. I've heard about this study before. It's very interesting that touch would be so important to how we feel about life and how happy we are.
Indeed, and I guess some cultures touch each other more often than other cultures.
Uh-huh.
Although some people who don't touch so much might be saying, hey, aren't you risking spreading diseases and stuff like that by touching people so much? And my goodness, those Italians are kissing each other all the time. Aren't they afraid of spreading those germs? But as we're going to find out today, physical touch actually does have some health benefits, and so maybe you should consider reaching out and touching someone more often. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now.
Michelangelo once said that to touch can be to give life. And it turns out he was right. Modern science reveals that touching helps us feel at ease and appreciated, and is the best way to show compassion. Researchers at various universities have found that human touch is essential for communication, bonding, and our health. Primates spend up to 20% of each day grooming each other. With this touching, they communicate different emotions that can lead to strong bonds between them. Humans are not much different. In one study, two people were put in a room with a barrier dividing them. One person put their hand through a hole in the barrier, and the other touched that person's hand to communicate emotions, such as anger, love, or gratitude. Some emotions were difficult for the other person to distinguish, but they could tell when someone was showing compassion about 60% of the time by the way their hand was touched. It was thus proved that touch can effectively communicate compassion. What's more, touch can actually help infants grow larger. Scientists observed two groups of newborns in a hospital. One group received touch therapy sessions each day, while the other group did not. The babies that were touched more often grew about 47% larger than the other group of babies. Researchers have also found that touch can help people recover from illness faster. A study showed that doctors who make eye contact and pat patients with serious diseases enhance their chances of survival. While sometimes it's better to keep our hands to ourselves, a little physical contact can go a long way to make someone feel loved.
Okay, today we're talking about research, and some scientists in some fancy-pants university somewhere has come up with some conclusions that if you touch people more often, it's going to be good for their health. So it's more than physical touch here. It's more than just actually touching somebody. It actually does a lot more things to their psychological makeup, to their growth, all sorts of things. So yeah, you can't just walk up to somebody on the street and grab them, you know. You get arrested for something like that. This is talking about family, you know, people you know, friends and relatives.
Tom, can I ask you a question?
Please.
What's a fancy pants university?
Well, just a real prestigious university, I guess. Some place that you might want to aspire to go to, like, you know, Oxford or Harvard or Stanford or some place like that.
Oh, so fancy pants is slang. That's funny.
It's slang. We don't use it so often. But in any case here, we're talking about having physical touch and doing more than that. Let's talk about the famous Italian sculptor Michelangelo. You know the guy. There was actually some kind of exhibition at the History Museum a couple of months ago. And Michelangelo once said that to touch can be to give life. And it turns out he was right. It's no coincidence that Michelangelo was an Italian. And if you know Italian people, my goodness, they're all over each other. They're hugging, they're touching, they're kissing all the time. No wonder the world's happiest people are the Italians.
Is that right?
Well, maybe. I guess their economy is kind of in the pits right now. But otherwise, they're probably doing okay.
Well, modern science reveals that touching helps us feel at ease, Michelangelo lived a long time ago before we had all these modern scientific studies. But that's how he felt. He felt that touching people can give life. And it turns out, or in the end, that's true. If something turns out, it means that's what happens or develops in a particular way. He said this line a long time ago, and now we can say, hey, it's right. It turns out he was right. He knew what he was talking about, because now we have modern science that shows us real results. They've shown us that touching helps us feel at ease. If you feel at ease, you feel comfortable. And everybody wants to feel comfortable, especially when they're in a stressful situation.
Indeed. And it also can help you feel appreciated. If you appreciate something, that means you recognize the value of something. And, of course, we all want to feel appreciated because of our efforts. If we do good in school, if we get a good grade on a test, of course, we want to come home and have our parents say, oh, you're so smart. You did so well. I'm so proud of you. That is an example of being appreciated.
And touching is also the best way to show compassion. Compassion is a feeling of wanting to help somebody who's sad or sick or maybe in trouble. You just want to show them that you really care about them, that you understand how they feel, and that's to show compassion. If a person shows compassion, you can call them compassionate. That's the adjective form of this noun, compassion. So that's a good thing to be, compassionate. So if you want to help someone feel a little better, try giving them a little pat.
And we've got some researchers at not just one university, but various universities. These researchers have found that human touch is essential for communication, for bonding, and for our health. So my goodness, yes, touching is good for these things. It's essential. Something's essential when it's very important. It's so important, in fact, that you need it. It's absolutely necessary. If you don't have it, you're going to be in big trouble. Eating 3 square meals a day is essential to good health.
That's true. And also, if you want to have good grades, it's essential to study. So something that's essential, of course, is vital. It's necessary. And communication is the process of using words. It could also mean using sounds or signs or body language, your behavior, to try to express something to someone else or exchange information with someone. You might want to express your ideas, your thoughts, your feelings. All of these things are part of our way of communicating with others, communication. Bonding is the process of really forming a very close relationship with someone. You can bond over different things like sports. I found a new friend because it turns out we both like sports. Or human touch is also very important for our health. We're going to tell you more about that when we talk about doctors in a minute.
Now, let's talk about primates here. We oftentimes study human behavior by studying the behavior of primates, which are basically monkeys, to put it bluntly here.
Apes, monkeys,
apes,
yeah.
Gorillas, orangutans, etc. Those are all primates, and they spend up to 20% of each day grooming each other. Isn't that nice? If you groom yourself, that means you make yourself nice and clean, you comb your hair, you wash your hands, you put on underarm deodorant and stuff like that. You clip your nails and cut your toenails, and maybe you try to get rid of a dead skin and stuff like that. Clean out the wax from your ears. Those are all things that are involved with grooming. And, yes, these primates, I guess, will kind of go through their hair. They'll pick out lice and other small, nasty things in there and basically help each other out that way.
Well, isn't that nice? They spend up to 20% of each day doing this. That's a lot of time. Wow. Well, with this touching, they communicate different emotions that can lead to strong bonds developing between them. So I guess these primates, these different kinds of animals feel like, oh, you care about me. You've spent so much time helping me look good and cleaning me up. We must be good, close friends.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah.
One hand washes the other. We're all doing this together. It's all a team effort. So, yes, indeed, they bond because of all this grooming. And with this touching, they communicate different emotions that can lead to strong bonds between them. So they've got all this touching going on. So, of course, that means they're close to each other. Oh, I love you and you love me because you're grooming me and I'm going to groom you tomorrow. Isn't that wonderful? Hey, you groomed me a little bit too hard there, so now I hate you. We better work this out and communicate. So these are all different ways that they communicate these emotions between them.
So it's very interesting. Well, humans are not much different. Here's another study that was conducted. They had two people who were put in a room together, but there was a barrier dividing them. A barrier is something like some sort of fence or wall or something that's a natural obstacle that prevents a movement or blocks movement from one place to another. If they're working on the roads outside and there are construction crews working on fixing up the road, sometimes there are barriers put up so cars can't go or drive in a certain lane or in a particular area to protect them. Maybe there's a hole they're covering up. They'll use barriers. Well, they had a barrier in this room where these two people were sitting, and it divided them. They couldn't get to each other easily.
We often talk about a language barrier. For example, sometimes in the United States, there are people who don't speak any English. So when they need to communicate with, say, the police or something, there can oftentimes be a language barrier because they don't speak the same language. How can they communicate? So it's something that impedes communication or blocks it. So again, we've got this barrier dividing this person, and one person puts his or her hand through a hole in the barrier, and the other person touches that person's hand, and they do this in order to communicate emotions such as anger. Boy, I'm really mad at you. I'm so angry at you. Or it could be love. Oh, I'm so in love with you. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Or it could be gratitude. Oh, I'm so grateful for what you did for me. Thank you very much. I don't know how to repay you.
It's interesting because they don't really tell us whether they were talking to each other or just communicating through touch.
I think they try to convey that emotion through the way they touch. Like if you're angry, maybe you'd grab somebody's hand really strongly,
yeah.
And that would convey a sense of anger. Hey, you're hurting me there. You're squeezing me. What's
yeah.
the wrong with you? Are you mad at me or something?
Yeah. Or to show love, they might stroke the other person's hand using small movements going up and down. Gratitude, just a soft, tender touch, perhaps. Gratitude, of course, is that feeling of appreciation or thanks. So we're going to talk more about this particular study, but first, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要看的呢，就是在肢体之间的接触，其实可以给人有更放松，然后给受到尊重的感觉。我们首先来看到在第一段的第一个空格的句子提到 ,Modern science reveals that touching helps us feel at ease and blank one, and is the best way to show compassion.其实呢，现代的科学就显示出触摸可以让人 feel at ease， 就是放松的意思。除此之外，还可以让人怎么样？而且它是一个最好能够展现同情心的方式。第一题，我们来看 A 选项的 committed， 有交托、交付的意思 ；B reserved， 预定的 ；C appreciated， 被重视。被赏识 D offended 被激怒其实如果搭配文艺触摸可以让对方觉得很放松并且受到重视跟赏识那么所以搭配文艺第一题我们当然就选 C 选项的 appreciated 中间提到呢其实呢灵长类的动物每天要花 20% 的时间呢来为彼此梳理毛皮延续这样的文意，我们来看第二个空格的句子。With this touching, they communicate different emotions that can blank two strong bonds between them. 借由这样子的彼此触摸呢，才能够传达不同的情绪，而这些不同的情绪这样子呢，就可以怎么样在他们之间有很强烈的连结。第二题的 A 选项 ,bring up, 有抚养长大的意思。B, lead to, 导致、造成怎么样的结果。C. Give off, 散发气味。D. Result from, 起因于。如果可以透过触摸，可以沟通不同的情绪，这样一来就可以造成呢，两者之间有更强的链接。所以根据文意，第二题，我们答案就选 B 选项的 lead to。当然咯，人类也是差不多的。所以第三个空格告诉我们 ,In one study, two people were put in a room with a barrier blank through them. 所以在这里就做了一个研究。两个人被放在一个房间里面 ,with a barrier, 而有一个障碍怎么样他们呢？第三题都是跟 divide 分开隔离这个动词的时态有关。我们要注意的，在这里我们是要用来修饰 barrier, 指这样子的屏障使他们分开。而 with 是一个介系词搭配名词，后面我们如果要修饰名词，你可以选择用主动的 ving 形式代表这样子的屏障使这两个人隔离开来。所以第三题我们答案就选 A, dividing。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about touching.And how it affects us psychologically and physically and stuff like that. We're talking about one particular experiment in which people were touching hands to convey emotions, but they couldn't see each other and they couldn't talk to each other. They could only communicate their feelings in the way they touched. So they had to communicate emotions like anger, love, and gratitude.Well, some emotions were difficult for the other person to distinguish. If you distinguish something, basically you tell the difference between one thing and another. Well, I can tell that this is Coca-Cola, I can tell that this one is Pepsi, and I can tell that this one is Royal Crown Cola.
Okay. Sometimes it's hard to distinguish one thing from another. For example, twins. There were some twin girls in my school in junior high. They were cheerleaders.It was very hard to tell one from the other. It was hard to distinguish them from each other. Some of these emotions were kind of difficult for the person receiving the touch, perhaps. They were the ones who were receiving the hand. They couldn't tell exactly what the other person was feeling, but they could tell when someone was showing compassion about 60% of the time. That's over half of the time. So remember, compassion is that feeling...wanting to comfort somebody because you understand how they're feeling. Well, that was something they could communicate quite effectively when their hands were touched or being touched.
Effectively here just means that it achieves the desired result. It's what you want to have. It's the result that you want to have. So if you want to communicate compassion to somebody by touching them, you're probably going to be successful when you try that, at least most of the time. So that basically tells us that touch is very important when you're trying to show another person that you feel the way they do and that you care about them and stuff like that. And it can make everybody feel just really great about themselves.
Yeah, I remember when I would come home from school when I was in elementary school or even junior high or high school, and I would be telling my mom about my day and how...I'd had something sad happen to me or my boyfriend had a fight with me. She would usually put her arm around me. Even if she didn't hug me completely, her arm was on my shoulders and she would be patting me. Oh, I understand. It just made me feel better.
Don't worry. There are plenty of fish in the sea. There's always tomorrow. Don't worry. You've still got your whole life in front of you.Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of consoling somebody by the things they say. But we're talking about touching. And as you said, yes, your mother or maybe your father would put his or her arm around you and you would feel so much better.
They were showing compassion. That's my example, Tom.
They were showing compassion or they were being compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
And what's more, or in addition, touch can actually help infants grow larger. Hey, Mom and Dad, do you want your boy to grow up to be as tall as Yao Ming and play in the NBA? Hey, you better start touching that kid right away, because infants will grow larger if you touch them more often. An infant, of course, is just a very, very small child. Do infants know how to walk yet?
No. Those toddlers do,
but infants are babies that haven't quite learned to walk yet.
Yeah, an infant can't even crawl. So an infant has to be held, yeah. I would say an infant is from the time of their birth till about like 10 months, perhaps. Well, these infants were tiny that were in this study. They were newborns. That's a word we use to describe babies who were just recently born. So they're tiny, tiny. Well, scientists did an interesting study. Now, let's look at the first sentence of the third paragraph. It says, what's more? What's more is a phrase that we use instead of saying in addition or furthermore. You want to add some information. So in addition or what's more, touch can actually help infants grow larger, these tiny babies. So scientists observed two groups of newborns in a hospital.
Okay, so I've got two groups here, and one group received touch therapy sessions each day, while the other group did not. That seems kind of cruel, doesn't
it?
They actually did not touch that other group of kids. But in any case, this is part of a scientific experiment here. So one group of babies, of infants, did get these touch therapy sessions. Therapy is just a process or a treatment in order to cure some disease or problem. There's all sorts of therapy, cancer therapy, respiratory therapy.
Physical therapy. Mental therapy.
Psychological therapy, all sorts of stuff. And a session just means when you get together with a therapist and actually have treatment as part of a series of treatments. But one time you get that treatment is a session.
Hey, I want to mention here, a session can be a period of time that's used to do any sort of activity, like if you play in a band and you want to get together and practice with your bandmates, you'd have a jam session or practice session. That is used with session as well. Well, one group, as Tom said, received that touch therapy each day while the other group did not. Here's what happened. The babies that were touched more often, they grew about 47% larger than the other group of babies. That's almost 50% larger. Isn't that amazing?
That's a lot. Yeah. Right. So I guess that goes to show that if you touch those babies a lot more, they will grow a lot faster. They will receive that compassion from their parents. They will have a positive attitude about life. Whereas the other ones who aren't touched might be thinking, well, if no one's going to touch me and no one cares about me, then what's the point of growing? I'll just stay small like this.
Yeah.
So I guess it tells us that we better touch those kids as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And researchers have also found that touch can help people recover from illness faster. Hey, pretty cool. Next time you get a cold, hey, hug your wife or your daughter or your son or your husband more often, because that way you will recover from your cold a lot faster.
Now, a study showed that doctors who make eye contact and pat patients with serious diseases, their chances of survival increase. That's kind of cool. Now, if you make eye contact, it means you look at someone directly. If you pat someone, you use a soft touch and just pat them or touch them repeatedly. It's a very soft, soothing feel if you're patted. These patients had serious diseases. And to enhance something, to enhance your chances, it means to increase. You can also enhance your life by improving something about it. Or I could say, well, I'm cooking this special dish of food tonight. I want to enhance the flavor by using some fresh herbs. So to enhance can either mean to increase or improve something.
I can use Photoshop, for example, to enhance some old photographs that have been kind of faded and they're not so clear anymore. So you can actually improve the quality of them to enhance them. And so here, doctors, hey, if they're compassionate, they can make eye contact with those patients and actually give them a little pat of encouragement that might improve or increase or enhance their chances of survival. And of course, survival means being able to continue living. Survival is what life is all about. That's why we're here, to survive as long as we can.
And we use survival especially when we're talking about continuing to exist or live despite or in spite of difficult circumstances. So we really are happy to hear about this study because we want these patients with serious diseases to increase their chances of living. While sometimes it's better to keep our hands to ourselves, a little physical contact can go a long way to make someone feel loved. Sometimes just means at certain times or occasionally. I remember when I was growing up, if my brothers and sisters, if we were kind of fighting and kind of hitting each other a little bit, my mom and dad would say, "Hey, keep your hands to yourself." So sometimes we do get this advice occasionally. Well, sometimes it is better to keep your hands to yourself. Like Tom said, you don't want to walk up to complete strangers on the street and give them a big hug. But sometimes a little physical contact can go a long way to making someone feel appreciated or loved.
And you got to know your limitations, too, especially in cross-cultural situations. Some cultures don't like to be touched as much as others, so know who and when you can touch, and you'll do fine. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Let's listen to our Chinese teacher one more time.
接着我们来看到，如果没有触摸，就没有办法了解对方的情绪。第四个空格提到 ,some emotions were difficult for the other person to distinguish. Blank 4, they could tell when someone was showing compassion about 60% of the time by the way their hand was touched.这里告诉我们呢，其实在中间有阻隔的时候，就会让对方很难去区别一些情绪。然后第四个空格要选哪一个连接词，然后来表达当我们呢借由手的碰触大约 60% 的时候，就可以感受到对方正在传达同情之意。前面讲到无法去区别，后面告诉我们透过触摸就可以懂得对方的情绪，所以前后两个文意呢不太相同，在这里我们可以选择 A 选项的 but 来代表两者之间的差异性，所以第四题我们答案就选 A。第五个空格写着 It was thus proved that touch can blank 5 communicate compassion，也就因此证明呢，借由触摸 60% 的时候可以辨别的出来，这应该算是相当有效的，可以来沟通这种表达同情的感受。所以第五题我们答案就选 D, effectively。接着来看到第六个空格 Researchers have also found that touch can help people blank 6 illness faster.研究人员也发现呢，藉由触摸可以帮助人们怎么样疾病。想到疾病，然后又是触摸，当然咯，人们如果可以透过触摸的话，就可以比较快的从疾病当中康复。所以第六题搭配文意，我们就选 B, recover from, 指的就是从疾病中恢复的意思。最后一个空格 A study showed that doctors who make eye contact and pat patients with serious diseases enhance their chances of blank 7. 如果医生可以跟病人做眼神的接触，多拍拍病人，尤其是对这些有严重疾病的病人来讲，这样一来可以增强他们什么的机会呢？搭配文意，第七题 A 选项 strategy 策略 ，B security 安全 ，C survival 存活 ，D strength 力量。这些病人有严重的疾病，透过触摸跟眼神的接触，就可以增加他们存活的机会咯。所以第七题选 C survival。
Thanks for joining us, everybody. And if there's someone you care about or you want them to feel a little better today, give them a little touch.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.